The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
As the Saints, with a very handy win, St Kilda will make their way down into the rooms. We're hoping to speak with one of the victorious Saints to wrap things up here from the K-Rock Hub. John Worsfold can keep a smile on his face speaking with one of the staffers from the Bombers, but they do have some issues, Macca, and it's hard to see them with their run home, especially Richmond, Hawthorn, West Coast, Geelong, Port Adelaide and then Melbourne in round 18. Many thought that round 18 game might be a mini elimination final, but right now Melbourne and Essendon style of footy are poles apart.
Yeah, they would. Melbourne would tear them to shreds the way they're going at the moment, but they've got their challenges, but there's always a roadmap and there's always a way forward, Tom, and the way forward is always traditionally what has made great teams great, and that's an ability to win a contest. And what I touched on towards the end of the quarter, their mids go over there, but too often it's a short handball, there's not enough width, they receive it with a close stance, and it puts pressure on them, and that creates one or two things. They invite a tackle, or they're forced to handball to someone else who's stationary in a close stance, and then end up dump kicking the ball and you get outnumbered where the ball's going. But to be perfectly frank, though, to be a good club, you've got to be prepared to run hard to defend, not just win the ball, and that's their shortfall at the moment. They're okay ripping through the middle of the ground when there's space and time and the game's going that way, but that doesn't happen all that often, and it certainly doesn't happen against good teams in finals. And as I've said on repeat a bit today, that's what it's about. When you're building a footy club, you'll take wins and losses as they come, but you've got to be building a brand of footy that will take you into the finals and you can flourish and grow when you get there. And at the moment, I don't see that with them.
In fairness, though, Macca, you mentioned there, even the poorer sides and look good if you give them space through the middle of the ground. That's probably a given at this level. Mm. I mean, these guys are all professional footballers. They do this for a living. So if you're prepared to give them space, so the Bombers, you know, the fact that they do look good when they do that is probably no surprise, but there seems to be so many facets of their game that just fluctuate from week to week. And you're right, they play, I mentioned in the call, they play a little bit of, and you explained it in a more football technical term, but they do play a little of hot potato. And they're just handballing it to the blokes and it's going half a metre to the guy next to them who's in more trouble than the guy who's got the ball. And then that quick dump kick at this level is... How often do you see that dump kick out of 50 that lands in the... We saw one to Ryder that, you know, he marked and I think he may have gone back and kicked the goal. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of structure and flow. I wonder, you know, with the coaching situation, Ben Ruttons appears to be the coach. He addresses them at quarter time, three quarter time. He's up in the coach's box. John, what were they training over, you know, when there was the pre-season? How much time has Rutton had to implement? At what point was the change made? Was it Rutton given the green light to coach? There's probably all sorts of scenarios in terms of their coaching and how that structures up. And I wonder how much time Ben Rutton has had to sort of stamp his imprimatur on how he would like to play. It'd be an interesting question.
There's no clear stamp on them. And I'll share this with you. After they beat Collingwood, I was listening to the radio the next day, I think, or 2 days later, and the interview, Dyson Heppelu is an outstanding football person. They're missing him dreadfully. He's a rock for them, and he's a real steady influence. And he's got that contest method I was talking about. He's a little bit like Pendlebury. He will go and look for a teammate. He's got time to actually seek out a teammate, give them the ball and send them on their way, which helps them. But he made this comment around that, you know, when he looks and sees that they're bringing the heat, you know, when we bring the heat, we can play good footy. And what hit me straight away is it's not when you bring pressure and intensity, you bring that every week. And if you are so-called high-quality midfield that they say they are, and I often hear their club describe themselves, we've got a high-quality midfield, that's a given. You turn up every week, put your body on the line and pressure and smash in and tackle. That's not when or if. You do it every week. And if the opposition match you in that area, that's what the game's about. That's what makes it great. You lift and you keep going. And then it becomes a war of attrition in a way. And that's the beauty and joy of the game, where you've just got to keep going and going and going. And then when you get a little window, you take it. But in answer to your coaching question, it's difficult to know. Both Ben and Blake Carousel have come from a very good system, and a very good system where a lot of their scoring is done when the ball leaves the middle of the ground or the back line. Richmond's backs run like midfielders to get up and fill space. And what happens is if they get held up, they look lateral and they've got options to use and they find a way in. If they go in and they lose possession of the ball, they've already got the open side on both sides of the ground blocked and the corridor. So you look each side of the ground there's a Richmond defender, and you'll see defenders in the middle and mids blocking the corridor, and that's how they create turnovers. And then that manic style, so they've always got options to use. They've got options or people filling up space and blocking the ground, and when they get the ball back, which invariably they do, and that's the system they've come from. So every chance they're trying to do it.
Here's the Saints song. Pretty happy with that. The Saints, six-day turnaround after being touched up by the Cats last week. They pick up win number 8, 10-8, 68 to 5-3, 33. Geelong Insurance Brokers head-to-head. Mackie, you've been keeping an eye on that for us this afternoon. And it was the combination of Marshall and Ryder in the ruck against young Sam Draper. Now, in the end, the two Saints ruckmen had an influence on the contest, especially Ryder at times. But there's something to like about young Draper.
Yeah, they had more influence. There were, he did a great job, the young fella, whacking away, but that's what it, sort of what he did. He just competed and cracked away all day. But the two St Kilda boys had more impact on the game with their positioning around the ground, defensively and offensively. They made good position down the line for their team when they needed a marking option, and they got behind the ball at critical times too. And that'll be the learning for the young fella. I saw him, you know, he took a mark behind the ball and he got his hands on a couple forward of the ball, so... a bit to work with there, and I know, you know, the probably the doubt on Tommy Bell Chambers for a long time has been his consistency and his work rate, and that might be something they see in this young fella, but probably that. But I think there were also a couple of other areas, Tommy, if I'm allowed a bit of latitude,
yeah,
to talk
absolutely
about some matchups. And St Kilda's tall backs dominated Essendon's forwards, and by virtue a little bit of the really good positioning and defensive play of their teammates further up the ground, they were just able to take best position and mark the ball on. And he can do that when there's delay and the opposition are confused. And again, the midfielder Jack Steele's ability to play on a high quality opponent and then work off them is, you know, often today I saw him running hard to cover an Essendon mid that had got out. And rarely did I see an Essendon mid running hard to cover a St Kilda midfielder that had got out. So they were the real pivotal.
Who do they miss, Essendon, of these players? So this is their injury list. So Zaharakis?
They miss David, yep.
Ambrose?
They do, because of his mobility. He can cover the ground, and both of those boys do cover ground. And Essendon, and by the way, they rely heavily on being able to run, and I've said that a fair bit today.
Danaher, we know they miss,
yep,
as
yep
a target. Fantasia, we know they miss. Heppel, you've touched on already. Hooker as a key defender. Laverde?
They do, because he's a mobile hybrid type player that can play overhead as well.
Stringer?
Yep.
And then they then managed out of the game Bell Chambers. So you right now Draper's probably their best ruckman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only playing his third game, so I don't know what that says about Tom Bell Chambers. Mason Redmond's made some strides as a player.
He's a good player. He's a really tenacious, competitive, and very hard to get a kick on.
Dev Smith?
Yep. Work rate up and back.
I suppose Francis, down back holds a role.
Yeah, he would have helped them overhead with St Kilda's forwards today.
So they're 10 or 11 away potentially from their best 22, aren't they?
Yep.
But as you touched on too, but is the game style, even with those players in, does that change the result today?
It's still flawed for mine, but that's only a personal opinion too, because what I tend to look at teams is, and they're old enough to know better now. They've been together long enough to have a more established brand than they're showing at the moment.
Absolutely. We're about to catch up with Jack Steele in this fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. And we're just about to get him on the line. Matty's going to do his best work from K-Rock HQ, and we'll have a chat to him for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. And Geelong Insurance Brokers, with our head-to-head with more than 32 years in the insurance industry, Managing Director Don and the team at Geelong Insurance Brokers work with their clients to ensure they have the right cover, not just the cheapest premium. We're just waiting to get Jack on the line. How many for him this afternoon on the Kerr's high, please?
21 touches, 6 clearances, 13 contested possessions. That was a team high. He laid the one tackle. He had 5 inside 50s.
So quite on the tackle front for Jack Steele. He's second in the AFL for tackles.
Yeah, the tackles are down in this sort of format of the game. It was only 38 to 37. So there's a lot of controlling of the ball and Tackle, every club is down on the tackle front. Although, not last night, 90, I think, but wet conditions probably helped.
Some stats for Kurz High, Benny. Just, can you give us some key numbers out of the contest? Some numbers that maybe reflected why St Kilda won the battle over Essendon.
Well, it's probably why numbers lie in footy, Kingy, that the Bombers had 9 more disposals. They had 6 more clearances and they had 6 more inside 50s, yet they lost by 35 points and only kicked 5 goals. So the Saints took 18 more marks and contested possession. They were plus 16. They dominated the time in possession. Tackles 38-37. So Essendon just padded their stats out with lots of kicks to each other in the back half, particularly after half time, which controlled the scoreboard a little bit. Probably mean they didn't get blown away. I'm not sure. Is that a win? Maybe. So some semblance of confidence. At least they got their hands on the pill, but they were never going to win the game just chipping it around. And it was basically all over pretty early. The Saints were just far too good. Jones had 26, Billings 23, Steele 21, Clark 20, Caulfield 19 was good again, 10 marks, and Marshall 16 touches, 8 marks. And Battle, the other one, was really good, 18 touches, 9 marks. He took some nice intercept stuff early, also kicked a goal. For the Dons, 29 to Parrish, who worked hard, must be said. Shield, 29, Merritt, 24. Those boys always work hard. Do they always get banged for their buck with their possession? Maybe not. McGrath's the other one who works hard, 23. Hurley was okay, down back with 19. Saad had 18 and Ridley 18, but just never anything, no flow to their game, Essendon, and they were never really in the hunt. They only kicked 5 sausage rolls and were beaten by 35 in front of a crowd of 4,686.
Thank you for that, Benny. Good work by you, Kurz High, your local high company since 1982. Jared Kerr and the team, and they bring us the Cat Attack podcast, which will be back off the bench this week. Benny, we're going to put one together ahead of Sunday's clash against the Crows and wrap up, of course, what has been a big couple of weeks for the Cats.
Yes, we will, Kingy.
Looking forward to that. Thanks to Kurz High for their support of Carroll Football and the Cat Attack podcast, which, of course, you can subscribe to through iTunes. That takes us to our Steamatic standout, your disaster restoration experts. Macca, who was the standout player of the day for you?
It was a hard field to pick from, and they were all St Kilda players for mine, Kingy. Hunter Clark and Battle stood out down back, not simply based on possessions, just their positioning, and repeatedly took the ball off Essendon when they tried to go forward. Love Marshall's positioning around the ground, behind the ball, forward of the ball and in the ruck, but I thought for sheer consistency in output all day, Zach Jones was the standout player today.
In game 100, Zach Jones, that wonderful pick-up late in the contest too, off his bootlaces, a nice bit of ruck work from Ryder, and Zach Jones has been, he wanted to come home for family reasons, and he's proven to be a pretty handy addition.
He's added real composure and poise to his game, and you just don't see those dingbat things anymore in his game, the hot-headed incidents, and there's maturity, he's more settled, but he's always had ability and speed right from his under-18 days, but he just looks like a lot more complete and a lot more mature.
Steamatic standout, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. That's Steamatic.
The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.